You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, 25 after 5. Hello, it's Thursday. I love a good Thursday. Thursdays are good days because you know why? The weekend is right around the corner.
Absolutely, Jerry. I love a Thursday.
Love a Thursday. It's a weird Thursday. No Mets, no Yankees. Just yeah. Giants football tonight.
Giants football?
Giants Patriots.
Jerry, it's August.
Giants Hey, I got Cowboys Broncos Saturday night.
You do?
Yeah.
So, like, will Daniel Jones play tonight?
I think from what Brian Daboll said the other day, everyone's going to see some action.
All right.
So my guess is Daniel Jones will get two series.
That's
my
fair.
Guess. Yeah.
I like a good two series.
I think that two drives.
Yeah, you watch and then you turn it right off after two series.
You can, once the starters come out, I agree with you.
I will have been reading that the Patriots, who they're playing, offense is not looking good. That's the reports.
Yeah, well, you
better. That's what my source is saying.
Be right on Mac Jones, because if they're not, you see what happens to teams that don't have quarterback. Good luck.
They fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think, real quick, on that?
Yeah.
Do you think, even with what he's done, meaning Belichick, do you think there is a point where he can tarnish what he did if they're dreadful here on out? Because think on that again, there's this misnomer that he was terrible in Cleveland. He was not terrible in Cleveland, but they didn't win. He had a couple bad years, also had a couple good years, but they didn't win. Then he links up with Brady after Bledsoe gets hurt, and they go on this unbelievable run. Brady's done, goes and wins with the Bucs. He's got Mac Jones. If they become just one of these 8-9, 9-8, just very average-type teams post-Brady, or is his history, legacy, reputation just cemented because of the two? I mean, think about it. The run was 20
yeah,
years.
I think it's cemented. I think in the very short term, people go, oh, not so great without Tom Brady. But then a couple years go by and you're back to being number one.
Number one.
Number one with a bullet.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
So you had good news about Matt Carpenter, which is very odd, Jerry, because the last time I heard, he broke his foot in half.
No, he broke it. Yeah, no, he did. He broke his foot. But it was a clean break. No surgery needed. And could be back 6 to 8 weeks.
No surgery?
No surgery.
So the bone's just going to connect to the other bone again?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's how it happens.
Our bones just reconnect?
Well, what do you think happens?
You go in there and connect them.
No.
They open you up.
They
take
a cast,
your bone.
No.
And they connect it to your other
bone.
Have
you ever broken anything?
No.
All right. I've got enough history with this myself and experience.
Yeah.
They cast it and let it heal itself.
So they put the cast on it so you don't injure it anymore, and it's sitting there, not moving. It reconnects the bones?
Basically. I broke my foot when I was 15 or 16, and they put the cast on, and it was weird, because not that you got to learn how to walk again. You don't. But everything's got to get, you know, back in rhythm, and all of a sudden the joints, and it's just got to, it hurts at first.
The body is amazing.
It's incredibly resilient.
It repairs itself.
Yes, it is.
For a bone to break.
Yes.
And a bone to then reconnect itself.
Now, we're not talking about a compound fracture where the bone breaks and goes through the skin. I'm talking about inside.
It cracked.
It's still like in the sausage casing of the of your body.
Okay. So, but it just cracked.
It cracks or breaks, it will reconnect. Now, you might have to reset it, perhaps, so that it can connect properly. Like, I broke my collarbone. I told you this the other day. My collarbone did not reset. Instead of it resetting like that, I'm trying to, like, putting two fingers together for Al, to where it set like that on top of one another, and the doctor wanted to re-break it. I said, there's no chance you're re-breaking it.
Get over here, patient Rocco. We need to snap that collarbone again.
And that's probably not the proper term, but that was essentially what he wanted to do.
They probably called it resetting it.
Yes.
But it's re-breaking.
And I remember saying, I looked at my mom. She was with me in the doctor's office. I just looked at her like I looked horrified because the pain was brutal with this. And I remember asking him, what if we don't? Well, then it's going to settle a little improperly. I'm like, well, is that going to prevent me from doing it? Not real. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
No re-break.
And I've been fine. But it is weird. Like, if you feel the right side collarbone, it's nice and normal. You go to the other side, it's like a ramp. But it's fine.
I'd like to re-break it for you later today.
No.
So we could get it reset.
So, yeah, so Matt Carpenter, no surgery, could be back as soon as 6 weeks.
Now, this may seem a silly question, Jerry, but does he have to eat and drink things with more calcium in it to repair his bone quicker?
I don't think that's a silly question. Like, I don't know the answer to that.
Drink a lot of milk?
I don't know the answer to that. Calcium pills. What'd you say, Eddie?
He said, can he drink some pineapple juice to bring down the inflammation?
Keep the swelling, right?
Yeah.
The swelling down.
Let's get him some milk. Let's get him some full-fat yogurt.
Full-fat yogurt.
Yeah, none of the skim stuff for Matt Carpenter. He needs to build his bones back up.
I hear you.
I'd like to get him a big bottle of milk.
So go ahead. Send it to the Carpenter household.
Milkman's here.
They
don't
have Milkman anymore?
I think they do.
Really?
You can still get fresh milk.
What do you think a milkman makes?
Not a lot.
But why not?
He's probably happy. Like it's the 1950s. Probably wears that same uniform.
You think that was true, that they were having sex with a lot of housewives?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. I think some UPS guys are doing that now.
Really?
Amazon drivers.
Wow.
Yeah. You get a hunky guy, Jerry? Out there?
And lonely wives.
Yeah, and he's.
I guess, and that could be the reverse, too, because there's a lot of female drivers now.
Oh, yes, Jerry.
FedEx, UPS, you see that, and especially Post Office, U.S. Postal Service workers.
Yes.
So maybe there, because you could have some lonely husbands, too.
There's a lot going on in the world, Jerry.
I guess. Have you ever been intrigued?
By my UPS?
By your package deliverer?
No.
Never once?
Nope.
To invite them in?
No.
Have some pineapple juice, Bobby-approved chips, and a little... as you like to call it, sexy time?
No.
Overlooking the ocean?
No. I've never been attracted to a delivery person.
All right. What about a female?
I mean both, Jerry.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying.
I have not, no.
Never once. All right.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
Still time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry, your Yankees lost again. I mean, what are we doing here?
I'll tell you what's interesting about this game. So, Nestor Cortes had a no-hitter.
Yeah, through what?
Through five. Gets the first out in the sixth. Then he gives up the home run. All right, fair enough. So, forget the no-hitter is gone, the shutout's gone, all that. You got to a point with, I think it was Sam, was it Haggerty? No, it wasn't Haggerty. I forget now. They had a guy on second base. And after Higashioka just missed a pitch, which was funny to see, but whatever. Guy's on second base, and he throws a pitch. I think there was one out. There might not have been an out, but I'm not sure. And he throws a pitch on the outside corner away that is clearly in the box, right at the corner. And the umpire doesn't give it to him. And you see Cortes say, he basically yells at the guy, all bleeping day, that's a strike. And even on TV, it's a strike. And wouldn't you know, he fouls off a couple of pitches and then gets the single to drive in the run. And you sit there and say, like, how different would that game be if that is called strike three? The whole inning changes. And instead, you know, he gives up the run, whatever, he comes out of the game, and then next inning you got Abreu that's in, and then, you know, Santana hits the home run, and it was just after the Yankees actually scored some stupid runs with Higashioka and Judge, Yankees gave it right back. But you wonder, like, how different is the game? Maybe he stays in the game longer because he was great. He was really good yesterday.
That is life, though, Jerry, right? Little
yes.
moments.
Yeah, changes everything.
Everything.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you could say something really stupid right now that will change the course of your life starting now.
Right. So
there's no doubt.
Quiet.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
But it's true, though.
Yes, or any little thing.
And so that was like a microcosm of life.
That's what I was looking for, the word microcosm.
There you go. Baseball is a microcosm of life.
Now, you did mention Aaron Judge hit a home run, his 45th,
a
which seems
bomb of a home run.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he hit it far, too. Higashioka's was the big one. Because this was, I think this was the seventh inning. So they went 13 innings last night without scoring and only had three hits. They went into the seventh inning yesterday with two hits and no runs.
Damn.
So you're talking six innings, so 25 innings, that Yankee offense. And I know, and Rizzo was back yesterday, but I know Carpenter's out and they got some injuries. You still had Judge, you still had Rizzo, you still had guys that can hit the baseball. And they went 20, no, not 20, my math is bad. 19 innings with five hits and no runs. And then finally Higashioka hits the home run and then Judge hits one right after.
The home run stroke.
But they still lost.
And by the way, did you see Joey Gallo hit a home run for the Dodgers?
I did. He also had a great quote, which was funny. He was on, it was a, and not only that, it was a pinch hit home run.
Oh, is that right?
In the seventh inning. Yes, he was not in the starting lineup. It was a pinch hit home run, three run shot. Dodgers now have won 10 straight games. They're pretty good. I'll play the audio coming up probably at 6:30, but he basically said something along the lines of, it's nice to actually have people cheer for me again.
Oh, interesting.
It's your own doing, though.
Right,
in fairness,
he was not good.
You batted 160 and you struck out every other at bat. Like, what do you want the fans to have done?
What do you expect of us?
It's true.
We got to yell at you and boo you. That's what we do here.
But I don't believe the Dodgers have lost since he's gone there.
Yeah,
now,
probably
not because
right?
of him. They're just really good.
Well, yesterday he helped.
Yesterday he was a big part of that, yes. So, very interesting.
It wasn't even one of those pull homer jobs.
I didn't see it. I didn't see the homer.
Yeah,
I only saw
like
the interview.
Kind
center
of
field?
Yeah, center field-ish.
He go oppo?
A little bit. Little bit, Jerry.
Little bit.
Not full oppo.
Like left center.
Yeah.
Left center.
More centerish.
More centers. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Call.
5:35. We've got a lot more to do, including a big Thursday program with Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.